This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. Thank you for joining us. It's the 28th day of January, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to host the last two segments of the broadcast today because I want to give him the floor. If I stay on with him, I'll have plenty to add about the phenomenon of QAnon that millions of people read on the 8chan message boards. And much of what QAnon has put out has turned out to be very accurate information. Some of it has not transpired exactly how QAnon said, but things are fluid, no one knows the future exactly. I know that we have some really high-level military and intelligence agency sources that have been extremely accurate, in fact, more accurate even, and they're stunning, not just predictions, but exposing huge stories, like Zach, who we should get back on here very, very soon, who's laid out the secrets of the storm. There is a storm worldwide of nationalism against globalism, a storm of populism taking place. And the globalists, the insiders, the monopoly men, are in a full panic to stop it and to brand it as racist or evil or all the rest of it, because they are the people using race. They are the people using region. They are the people dumbing down the population and playing people off against each other. And so Corsi will be on in the last two segments of today's transmission. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to basically parallel World War II and some of the factors and some of the factions that the United States, Russia, and England faced versus the factions that you'll find the very same alliances face yet again, because history does repeat, but it's been said it also rhymes. So that's coming up. And what spurred me to think about this was I was invited to speak a few years ago at the Oxford Union, and then I was invited to speak at Cambridge as well. But I refused. I was in the middle of a contentious divorce with my first wife and a custody battle at the time, so I didn't do that. But Roger Stone's going to speak there. And we were talking last night about what he was going to talk about and just the parallels of what he was going to talk about versus what we talk about here and what I was going to talk about are basically the same, because we're looking at the same thing. But it really struck me how really black and white the issues are here, and really how authoritarian and truly evil the globalists are. But we'll have cameras there covering that, because the Oxford Union, and speaking to the faculty, that's where Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Kennedy and everybody else has spoken. It's one of the most prestigious places to speak. And I didn't refuse it to snub them. I was just hunkered down here. But I'm glad that Roger's going over there to do that. And the invitation's open. I'll probably go do that sometime as well. But why not just give you kind of a little foretaste of what I intend when I speak someplace like Oxford to say here on air, because it has a Anglophilic vein through it. It's a particular speech I would give in England. But then I was thinking about that speech that I would give in England that I never gave because I didn't go. And I was thinking about, well, why not just give that speech here today? So I never wrote the speech. It's in my head. But you're going to get that speech coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm even thinking about putting a lectern in an area here in one of our studios where I can go give speeches. Just think about being in a lectern and maybe even have a studio audience in sometimes And to do that, because as folks know, I haven't given a lot of speeches in years, but I did previously, and folks said that's particularly where I shine, is to a large group or audience. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the live Sunday transmission. I've been doing this for 10 years. 10 years here in the Sunday slot, 4 to 6 p.m. Then, of course, the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Been doing that for 20 years. I've been on air for 23 years. It'll be 23 years coming up in April. Wow, where to start? When you're embedded in the news and you really pay attention to what's going on and you actually know the facts versus what the mainstream corporate media is saying and you see their talking points, it's really frustrating. And I know most Americans have caught the lies, the propaganda, the twisting for themselves. But so much of the real brainwashing goes on inside entertainment. And if you ever ask why the so-called left, really the modern authoritarians posing as liberals, are so willing to censor the internet now and so willing to try to shut down everybody's free speech with their own, it's because it's what the modern left has done the last 100 years all over the world. They always shut down free speech. Look at Venezuela and its collapse right now. Look at so many other leftist countries. They always end in barbarous, cutthroat, freebooting, road warrior-like collapse. But particularly, we've seen the bullying in Hollywood, the bullying in mainline newspapers, the bullying in mainline TV, where anybody who is even mildly nationalistic, mildly free market, gets attacked, gets demonized, doesn't get booked on shows, doesn't get written about. They try to publish their books, and the publishers dump them, like Milo. They learn that Neil Strauss, one of the top writers, wants to publish a big book with me, and they found out about the secret shopping of the book, and CNN came out and said, we've absolutely got to, you know, shut this down, not let Alex Jones publish this book. They're incredible. And so you see Jay-Z, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, coming out complaining about Trump, saying he's a racist with no evidence of it, when it's Jay-Z being the racist. And Trump responds back, hey, we've got the lowest black unemployment ever. I am directly meeting with black leaders across the Rust Belt to get massive investment targeted into those neighborhoods with incentives for high-paying training and jobs. I mean, we're talking about starting $50,000 a year, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year with chances into management, which isn't like affirmative action, pay somebody to sit at home and watch TV and have kids that then get involved in drugs and crime and, you know, create the cycle of prisons and poverty, which they admit's going on. This is the real deal. This is direct investment. And you see the so-called black leaders, which are a bunch of, you know, hip-hop stars and people like that, out there race baiting. It's truly sickening. And then Michael Moore weighs in, and it's crazy to see how upset they are that all of this is happening. Here it is. Unhinged Michael Moore assails Trump, unfit narcissist, sociopath, threat to humanity. That's just the latest stuff right there. And the censorship comes in with a big top star. In fact, I guess they say she's the top star, period, out there. And, of course, everybody knows who I'm talking about. She won't get into all of this. She won't join in to all of the endless hating and the rest of it. Taylor Swift. So I was reading what the mainstream news and people say about her. She's aggressively white. She needs to apologize for the fact that she's even white. And because she won't attack the president, they're now trying to boycott her and shut down her shows when she's the highest grossing beyond the Beatles, beyond George Strait. First, George Strait broke the Beatles record, and now it's Taylor Swift. And she's number one. She's apolitical for people that want escapism. And because of that, there's a big move to try to shut her down because she's white. That is incredible racism on its face. And that story's up on InfoWars.com. So that's who these bullies are. And it shows how anyone who wants entrance, even if they're very talented, into the system has to fly their flag as a leftist. That's called being in a cult. That's authoritarianism. And then if you become successful just being apolitical, they're like, hey, you better join us politically or we're going to call you aggressively white. And it's white people that are driving this. It's incredible. They're looking at demographics. They're racist white people who use race to control. A true racist isn't even believing it. They're just using it for balkanization and control issues. They then know that classical Americans are good people and aren't racist, so they can bully us, and they say, you will do what we say, you will pick up our political views, or we will attack you even if you don't say anything political. You are our slave. Taylor Swift has no fear of bullies on the left. It's out of the Herald Sun. The bullying of Taylor Swift for the egregious crime of not publicly supporting Hillary Clinton or denouncing Donald Trump has entered its third year. Despite unrelenting pressure, Swift refuses to become an overtly political feminist pet who obediently regurgitates lefty talking points. For this sin, the singer-songwriter has paid a heavy price. She's been labeled aggressively white, linked to neo-Nazis, and accused of being a messenger, these are quotes, for a disturbing new era. Last week, she was criticized by BuzzFeed, that's the PeeGate people, the fake news kings, for not taking part in a second annual Women's March, a.k.a. the world's longest post-election tantrum. Another BuzzFeed hit piece blamed Swift for having white supremacist fans and claimed that she is intrinsically likened to whiteness and privilege. And I'm going to stop there as they move forward with trying to shut her down. But don't worry, Katy Perry and Beyonce and Lady Gaga, they'll all play along. Miley Cyrus, while they degrade women and everybody else and cover up for Hollywood's incredible crimes. Then you watch these women's marches that love Hillary when she's the poster child of covering up men abusing women, raping women. And Sharon Stone is in the news saying, Harvey Weinstein, you know, you don't give somebody the death penalty for a parking ticket. That's a quote. We've got dozens of witnesses, people that are credible, like his chauffeur, like his butlers, saying he would jump on top women, small women, what he likes, like 100 pounds, and rape them with them begging and pleading with their legs back behind their ears. That's what rape is when you're a big man and you force yourself on a woman. That's rape, rape, rape. And I got three daughters. You rape one of my daughters, you're not going to have to wait for the police to come. It's better for you to know that better to be tried by nine than carried by six. And that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be getting carried by six. You touch my daughters. The point is these people signal, while Oprah is bringing people in to basically be thrown at Weinstein. They say it's like, I thought it'd be safe because Oprah's there, and all of a sudden she turns me over to Weinstein. We're going to talk more about this when we come back for break, but Vanity Fair has photoshopped a male actor out because a girlfriend said once he forced her head down too forcefully in consensual sex. I'm not defending, who knows, it's Hollywood, the thing's a cesspool, it's a latrine. But, oh, they left Oprah in the photoshop, you see. We'll show you that when we come back, but that's exactly what it's like in the old Soviet Union. When people weren't liked anymore, they would just get photoshopped out of photos, but not Oprah Winfrey and not Bill Clinton and not Hillary. And there's a new bizarre video we will play when we get back of Hillary Clinton running around saying, oh, yeah, we're the bitches. We're the nasty women. Yeah, let's go, bitches. And that's what the women say in these marches. We hate men. We're nasty. We're into being gross. We're into being selfish. We don't want to be appealing. We want to be ugly. And that's why studies show liberals are seen 5-1 as more ugly than conservatives across the board in every culture. And we've got those documents coming up as well. But the big news is also coming up. Trump ignores DOJ warning, wants FISA memo released. Stay with us. And the State of the Union's coming up as well. Infowars.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into the big news dealing with the secret FISA memo that could be released as early as tomorrow. The State of the Union, just huge news on that front. Breaking exclusive intel on the secrets of QAnon. One of these intelligence sources has been proven to be frighteningly accurate. We'll have Dr. Corsi coming up at the end of the broadcast for two segments, breaking that down here. It's all coming up. But just getting back in to the hypocrisy of Hollywood. I know all of us listening, most of us, are aware that Hollywood's a cesspool, that they're hypocrites, that they're out of control. But again, Hollywood knew about Harvey Weinstein for decades, reportedly raping scores of women, not just abusing them. And covered it up. And the person that was known for enabling it, many actresses have come out. It's been in the news. We've covered it and said that she would like basically pimp women to Weinstein, that she was working with him. And there's photos of her all over him and sticking her tongue in his ear. That's Harvey Weinstein. There it is. British actress says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. Actress say Oprah duped her into thinking Weinstein would help her career. So it's well known that she was a prostitute, that Oprah hires prostitutes, that Oprah is a lesbian, which, again, I'm not attacking her for that. I'm just, that's the facts. And that she's at the very core of the elite of Hollywood. What's that tell you? Oh, but did Vanity Fair, let's put it on screen for TV viewers. Did Vanity Fair Photoshop her out of the latest issue coming out with all of these other Hollywood curmudgeons? I mean, all of these Trump haters who just go out and virtue signal and try to stop the economy coming back. Tom Hanks, and of course other losers like Robert De Niro that said Trump would never be president. He's a punk and wants to beat him up. Harrison Ford. I mean, who could go see any movies these losers are in? And right there's Oprah with women sexually all over her. One woman's between her legs. Other woman's got her breast shoved in her face. I mean, they're letting you know who the goddess is right there, with all the little goddesses attached to her like harpies. So they're telling you everything you need to know right there. And then Franco, James Franco, he's edited out. And he comes up and says, okay, his girlfriend says, well, 18 years ago or something, he shoved my face down in his crotch, you know, in the car when he was my boyfriend, okay? Another girl, yeah, you know, once he got me really drunk and we had sex and he was rude to me. Okay, I mean, the guy does come off kind of like, I said, you know, partying moron. Put him in jail if he did something wrong. But what about Oprah? See, you don't Photoshop her up. It's the total and complete hypocrisy. And then meanwhile, there's other hypocrisy here. You've got this family arrested after 12 children, ages 2 to 29, found shackled in California home. Now they've released photos of a Texas home that was foreclosed on a few years ago that was just absolutely nightmarish. And they say because they were Christians, and homeschoolers, as if homeschoolers do this, it's all over the news saying that. But when CNN or others do report on tens of thousands of men, women, and children being sold into slavery, nowhere is there anything about Islam. CNN, this week, people for sale where lives are auctioned for $400, men, women, and children. But never do they tell you in the whole article it's legal under Islamic law. Oh, no, never. People for sale. since Hillary came and helped bring down Libya and blow up its infrastructure. Now, Saharan, sub-Saharan Africans come in, mainly animist, some of them Christian, out of southern Sudan. And they say in the article, oh, they were kidnapped in southern Sudan by Muslims. It's all over the foreign press. It's all over the African press. The ongoing civil war for 30 years as the Muslims have invaded into Sudan and taken 90% of it. But that's why it's so frustrating. I mean, I turn on television. I walk into a restaurant. It's the family with the 12 kids and how bad Christians are. Christians, homeschoolers. But then I see on the news, oh, look, poor Sudanese, they're being sold into slavery. Oh, since Libya is a failed state. No discussion of Anderson Cooper, CNN, everyone cheerleading. Gaddafi, who'd been working with the U.S. for a decade, he'd invested all his money with us. He stopped being a terrorist. He built all this infrastructure. He was helping Africa. Obama double-crossed him. Let him take over. Hillary went in and said, I came, I saw, he died. They ruined the country. And you've got people from all over southern Sudan, central Sudan, eastern Niger, Algeria, going up into Libya, being promised they can get to Europe, and instead they get sold into slavery by Muslims. Then they use the pain of the public seeing these poor people, and they go, oh, they're migrants. We've got to let more in, or they'll be put into slavery. They're coming up out of Central Africa and out of Eastern Africa because they got kidnapped in Islamic slave trade of Boko Haram that's gone all the way to the west into Nigeria and is threatening to take the entire country. There's a giant Islamic invasion that Obama and his cousin Odinga run out of Kenya. This is all on record. Muslim Brotherhood, all of it, out of Egypt. We say the U.S. under Obama overthrew our allies in Egypt, and they blew up hundreds of churches and killed tens of thousands. Oh, but James Franco once, his girlfriend movie star said he once aggressively shoved her head down in a car because she wasn't giving him good enough of a fellatio. Okay, he's a punk. Punch him in the nose. Call your daddy or brother and have him kick his ass. That's what you're supposed to do. The point is, oh, but so you don't have a daddy. You're not supposed to have a family. You've got the state, don't you? But the very state that does all this helps the Islamicist run these massive operations and go in and kidnap black people from all over Africa, as far south and west as Nigeria. And CNN has maps showing all of this. But does it tell you they're Muslims? It's Muslims doing it. Libya, slave footage sparks outrage, BBC. And if you dig deep enough, you'll finally find ISIS. But remember, Obama told us ISIS is not Islam. Power is waning, but its child slave trade is booming. A Yazidi captive's tale, sold by ISIS as a sex slave. Some little girls as young as 5. ISIS captures 7,000 women and kids to sell them on social media as sex slaves. Meanwhile, here's what the children in the California torture house did to cope with the abuse. Okay, great. It's terrible. Mentally ill, crazy people that were doing this. Were they organized? Were they invading half of Africa? No. And fine, tell us they were Christians, okay? You got some bad so-called mentally ill people that call themselves Christians. They're not organized, taking over half the Middle East and other areas and backed by our government. That's the problem. And Trump comes in and ends that practice to a great extent. The CIA and others are still kind of halfway doing it. And they act like he is Adolf Hitler returned in the flesh. Adolf Hitler was the one working with the Muslims, by the way. Look it up. And if you try to talk about it on German social media, they ban you, even if you're a professor or a journalist. You can't show pictures of Hitler going and meeting with all the top Muslims that universally pledge their allegiance to him. We'll be back with my huge breakdown, a key analysis. You don't want to miss. This is critical. Please spread the live links and tell folks about your local affiliates you're listening to.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
I was asked to speak 3 years ago at the Oxford Union. It's one of the most historical and interesting places to give a speech. And it's been well known for having controversial speakers for hundreds and hundreds of years. I was unable to do it because I was in the middle of a contentious divorce and custody battle with my ex-wife at the time. So it wasn't a snub to the Oxford Union. But then it reminded me, the reason I tell this story is that when I was talking to Roger Stone last night about the fact that he's going to be traveling to the UK starting tomorrow to address the Oxford Union, I told Roger what I was intending to say even 3 years ago at the Oxford Union, and how in the modern times so much more has happened along that line, that visionary line, and that I thought he should speak on some of those topics. And he said, that's amazing, Alex, because here's my notes. They just asked me to speak last week. This is what I'm intending to talk about. In fact, I want to join you Monday before I fly out in the evening. That's how a lot of those flights are. You fly out in the evening and get there when it's the morning over there. And he said, so I will come on Monday and kind of give you the speech that I'm going to give to the Oxford Union. And we're going to send a crew as well that will be meeting up with him. So that is going to be something we'll maybe even carry live once we get in place over there. But that's all a side issue. It just reminded me of the speech I wanted to give that was more of a Anglo-centric, Anglophile perspective. Doesn't mean I'm an Anglophile. It doesn't mean that I'm obsessed with the UK, even though my surname is Welsh. I think it's a fine culture, beautiful country, great people. It's just that 3 years ago, that would have been a speech that I would have given them there. But now that speech is a speech you can give to the entire planet. And about 5 years ago, I spoke outside Bilderberg, north of London, in the rolling grass hills above an elite meeting house where the Bilderberg Group was meeting. We had over 3,000 people in attendance. And I had the folks from the UK chanting the answer to 1984 to 1776 with more gusto than they do here in the U.S. because I'd just given the prototype of the speech that I would give a year and a half later at Oxford if I had gone. And then now the complete speech I would give today. And now that I'm up to the point of giving the speech, when you're sitting there thinking about a speech, it's so much more easy than just giving it. And by that, I can talk endlessly. It's just that it's such a big idea. It's so true that I don't want to just sit here and say these things and have it just be something that's mixed into the background of everything else we talk about, because it's all super important. In fact, things are so crazy. Going about our business, once you know this stuff, is obscene. And so now I don't even know if I can give that speech. It's not that my tongue is even tied. It's just so real, so important, that I don't feel worthy. I've done the research. I know who the globalists are. I know what their plan is. You notice everything I told you 15 years ago is word for word coming out of Elon Musk's mouth right now. And it's not because he plagiarized what I was saying. Finally, there's a break with the elite. And a bunch of people in the establishment don't want this plan to continue. And so people like Elon Musk have backing from people in NASA, in the Pentagon, in the Trump administration. How many times did I say they create a one-world government where you worship a AI computer that can give you advanced technology or, quote, eternal life, but you really won't get eternal life? You'll be told that you're going to get rid of this body and enter this silicon system, and that you won't hurt the earth anymore. And so there's going to be pressure for everybody to do this. And they're going to be able to tap into the pleasure centers. They're going to be able to basically make it whatever you want while you're still conscious and alive, plugged into it. And it's going to be the greatest con of cons, the king of cons, that you'll believe your loved ones and things are inside the big computer system, and they'll have avatars and robot bodies they're in. And they'll even have biological bodies in the future that are completely artificial but are biological, and you will think it's your family member. It'll have the sayings. It'll have the mannerisms. It'll have it all, because in the future, they'll be able to track everything you say, everything you do for years, and have an algorithm, just like Amazon can already, 5 years ago, tell you what you're going to order with 99% accuracy and already have your package preloaded days before you order it and ready to ship to you. People are going to believe they're talking to their loved ones inside of these avatars, inside of these AI systems, and it's not. And that's the big line. And that's going to be the great abomination that's going to come. And the dehumanization and the genetic engineering and all of it. The speech has to be linear, though, with the development of humanity, the city-states, the nation-states, the elites, the eugenics, the robber barons, the mind wars, the 20th century, the war for the future, which we're now in, the decision humans are obsolete, the decision to go to this silicon-based system that the globalists believe is going to be eternal life. Ray Kurzweil is the top futurist technologist at Google, and he's completely insane. Okay, invented scanned printers 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever, big deal. Ray Kurzweil says, off my father's papers and notes and things I tell a computer, it's going to recreate him. And I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God. Well, he may be crazy enough down the road to believe it's his dad off notebooks. But imagine computers and face scanners and all these ubiquitous systems in our houses that record everything we do in 3D dimension. You will be able to take that data and put it in a humanoid, in a robot, whatever you want, and your mama won't be able to tell it's not you. But it's not you. We can't let this body live forever, but don't worry. You upload yourself into this computer and into this system. It's going to be we're all going to be together, but you'll still have your individualism, and everything that's in you, everything you are, we're going to control. Because when you realize you read 2001 Space Odyssey, you read Childhood's End, that was MI6, OSS before that, Prayer of the Telecommunications Satellite, Arthur C. Clarke, he later gave speeches and things where he basically admitted, I'm a Luciferian, I believe all this, we're going to have to transcend our bodies to become the new superhuman, and his thinking is the thinking of the insiders. And you know what? They'll argue, hey, we really are going to be gods. Look, we did all this, and we envisioned it, and we used builders. We used people. We used people to then have the idea, put it out there, and then enough money, enough taxpayer money, enough $700 toilet seats, the money siphoned off to actually build these Manhattan Project-type systems of AI, supercomputers, quantum, you know, engines, all of it, to then be able to build the breakaway mass civilization that the establishment thinks it's going to get in. It believes the Earth's going to fail, fall, all the rest of this. It's consigned like an egg being fertilized. The Earth is simply the engine and the material to build the metamorphosis of what they're going to become. And so we're just the fuel for their operation. Well, guess what? We're going to have a discussion about this, but I haven't gotten to the next level when we return. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWar.
InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Why am I so pro-Trump? Because the globalist hate him. He's trying to build a future pro-family, pro-God, pro-human. You say, well, I don't like the corruption of the big churches, and I don't like all the... I get it. But what are the people coming and rebelling against that? What are they replacing it with? Well, if you don't believe in the world beast system, that's fine. The globalists definitely are taking it as a model and building it. And humans are able, when we have enough technological base and cultural base, to basically build and construct and create anything we want to. We are incredible creatures. And so the basis of the speech that I would give to something like the Oxford Union would be political first and just a snapshot historically to parallel. To focus in on the power of the individual, the power of people. And this is where I would begin. Hitler was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation on record. Have a PowerPoint. Put the articles up, New York Times articles, you name it, showing Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Adolf Hitler, Margaret Sanger, IBM, the Holocaust, all of it. And so I would first point out there's a struggle. where you've got the United States and our robber barons funding the Nazi Party starting in the late 20s. And simultaneously, and again, this is a small snapshot of history. Quite so frustrating. So I can go in on any little snapshot and then build out and connect it to everything. Because it's all there. We know exactly what happened. This is just the one little piece of the timeline we're jumping in on. You understand? Giant timeline. We're jumping in on one little piece of it. And just my limited knowledge of it, which is still way more expansive than most people out there, except globalists who use this knowledge to control people. Trump and myself and others are trying to decentralize this knowledge. It's the only way to save humanity. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. They believe centralizing it is the way to save humanity. By ending humanity, by unifying it into one huge system so that, oh, we're all too powerful as individuals. We could all destroy the earth at any time. We're all like gods. So we all have to be one now to watch each other. That's total insanity. The answer is into space. That's the answer. And to have a moral system based on that and have a giant launch, because we are so dangerous, to get as far away from each other as possible to then set up competing systems. And out of that new United States of the galaxy, and I'm serious, in the future it'll create new states, and then you can decide what human groups or whatever humans become deal with each other. And that's really the real quantum leap in this thinking. The decision has been made to wall off the future, give you football, give you iPhones, give you entertainment, have men strutting around acting tough and women all, you know, freaked out and feeling alone and wondering what happened to them. Well, our species is being terminated. And then just everybody be a bunch of selfish idiots that buy into the AI and give over their consciousness and get phased out. Because the globalists think they're going to get the real upgrade where they're going to become gods. Of course, they aren't. But believe me, what you get is not going to be that. So the media will take this out of context and say, I'm insane, I made this up. But they don't really do that anymore. They do it 10 years ago because it's exactly what they're really saying. In fact, they're going public with it now. But I digress. Where was I? Oh, back on the timeline. So Hitler is funded by Western eugenicists. The most popular place for eugenics in the world isn't even Germany or England or the U.S. It's Mexico. But that's another side issue. Incredible racism there by the quote upper classes. So I would begin saying there's a battle in all of our nations, good people and bad people. Your own Edward VIII, your own king, swore allegiance to Hitler. And I'll show photos and news articles about that. Queen Elizabeth hailed Hitler herself as a young girl. That he was going to be the new king of Europe and the European Union. I would then show London Guardian articles admitting that, even though we broke it decades before they did. So I'd say, so I'm not saying England's bad. No, no, no. You're good. Because when it came, push came to shove, you had a secret treaty with Hitler. You were supposed to act like you were not really going to fight him, but stand down. But after Dunkirk and the rest of it, you decided to stand back up. And I'd go through the whole history of it, at least 5 hours, which they probably couldn't even give me. So it's a film we ought to make. It's a book I ought to write. Oh, with Neil Strauss. Oh, but they don't want that book released. They're working very hard to stop that. But they will fail. And again, there's just too much knowledge just to lay it all out. But just to give you a broad stroke here, back to the timeline. First, I would sit there and address them as a Anglophile crowd that's ashamed of their culture and a very diverse crowd of people from all over the world who aren't ashamed of it. They're coming there to take part in it. The birthplace of real open society, the birthplace of real open discussion. You know, here you are at Oxford. The true modern liberalism going back 800 years. I mean, here you are. 600 we're going to talk about technically, but 200 before that, Magna Carta. So you pull back, and you've got the British king, who's really a German, who's really a Transylvanian, sworn to Hitler. He's got an EU. That all fails, falls apart. The Brits decide to not capitulate, like their double agent had set it up, Neville Chamberlain, and things are off to the races. And we defeat Hitler. But the idea and Juncker, the head of the unelected EU, let that sink in, unelected. They come back. They're still in power. And they bring in the same system. And just like they were allied with Islam in World War II 70 years ago, they're allied with it again. The most oppressive forms of it. And why not? It's a giant population to the south and to the east. ready to control the critical crossroads of the Middle East into Asia, into Russia, into Eurasia, into Eastern Europe, into Western Europe, into the Mediterranean. It's risk being played globally. And see, that's just a very small part of it. And then you point out the censorship, the control, the attack on the family, all of it to debilitate you, all of it to make you weak, all of it to control you. Then you show the quotes with the globalists admitting how they've got this plan, how they are trying to end Europe, how they are trying to end Christendom, how they are trying to end the family. You show the Jesuit Pope up there pushing the whole thing, trying to bring that down as well while he lives behind his walls. You explain. We are fighting the 21st century version of Hitler. We're literally fighting the Nazi heir. But just as England refused Edward VIII, who was in Germany when World War II started and had to get out via Spain and move to the U.S., just as you refused your Nazism then, you must do it now. But you must understand the Nazis were only a prototype test. And that Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley and the UN and all of them admitted and wrote books about the master plan to develop the computers, to merge with them, to exterminate the population, to transcend our humanity and to become a new species. And the decision was made on chalkboards more than 100 years ago. And that we're now living the aftershocks of that today. And that it's not that technology's evil. It's that in all of it is the handiwork and the fingerprints and the Trojan horses and the spirit of the people that created Hitler as a side project. And then you begin to understand. And it's all oversimplified here. But when you talk about the darkest hour and you talk about Winston Churchill and you talk about America, and America and England created Hitler. We wrongfully launched World War I. All of it. Hitler was horrible, but out of that, we finally said no and turned against it. And who were we allied with? Russia, England, the United States against the Axis powers in World War II, and we won. And again, we're against an EU global power that was literally set up by Adolf Hitler and Junker's grandfather with a plan to put Edward VIII on the throne of the EU that would expand. They were going to put poison in the water, fluoride to lower your fertility. They were going to put forced vaccines with added pathogens to dumb the population down. They called it soft kill. That's a Nazi term. This was all the Rockefellers having a big, powerful industrial country they could use as an experiment. But today, Russia isn't Stalinist run. It's becoming Christian and wants to be allied with us against radical Islam. So we're facing the very same EU, allied with the Muslims, allied with the technocracy that created it. The EU calls itself a technocracy, and we are in that fight. So we tolerate the left. We think they're mentally ill. Those are their minions. Those are their fodder. Those are their victims. Those are their servants. Those are their minions. Those are the sad people that were weak and programmed with high-tech psychology. But we have history, we have science, we have facts, and we know we're facing a eugenics breakaway civilization plan that's actually gotten off the ground to a great extent, and we're all facing imminent doom within 25 to 30 years if we don't stop it. And Elon Musk is now telling you exactly what I'm telling you, because there's patriots of the Pentagon working with him and others to try to warn people and get them to awaken to this and build a new human future that Trump and other nationalists are pushing. We sent out the emergency transmission, the people listened, and now we're beginning to turn the tide, but we need you!
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.